Paul, in the realm of things that do stink, for Dave Wannstedt, no doubt this whole situation stinks, but he's still with the team. What are you getting whether or not he's going to coach this team in the bowl game? Do you think he's going to do it?
You know what? A week ago, I would have said that there's a very good chance. Now, from what I can gather, I don't know that that's going to happen. In fact, I'm being told that I think he's going to not coach in the bowl game.
Why?
But, obviously, we got to figure it out. It's been a changing story for the last, just like anything else with this stinking team. It's been a changing story for the last, I don't know, what, 2 weeks now, 3 weeks? It's been a pretty amazing ride, but it doesn't sound like, yeah, at the end of the day, he's going to do it. Obviously, I'm trying to get that 100% confirmed, and he hasn't obviously talked a bit about it, but it sounds like he's leaning towards not coaching, and if he doesn't, then obviously Phil Bennett will be the guy who will be sort of the interim coach or whatever. I would assume that's who they would appoint.
Hey, Paul, why would he not coach it? What have you heard that might lead him to not coach now?
Well, I think you know what it comes down to at the end of the day is this has been a hard situation for him to deal with in a lot of ways, and I think it's time. You know, in his mind, you know, it's hard for him to he'd have to go through a whole week down there of press conferences and luncheons and everything. But it's just coaching the game. I think he definitely would do it. I think it's all the other stuff surrounding the game that ultimately, if he does decide not to coach, that's probably going to be the reason why he doesn't.
Paul, who is coaching the team right now? I know he is, and you just said, I guess, Phil Bennett's around. I had heard that a lot of the assistant coaches didn't even want to interview to stay on with the new coaching staff. Is that true, and who's still around running practices?
Well, Dave is still running practices, and Phil Bennett's still around, and I think most of the guys are around in some capacity, but it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next week and a half as some of these guys start to get some jobs, what kind of staff they actually have. I mean, you know, they might actually, you know, I know, Seibel, you're on the sidelines during the games. They might actually give you a board and have you call some plays or something.
Well, that's why they only won seven games, Paul, is because I was actually calling the plays during the year.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said that's why they only won seven games this year, because I was actually calling the plays.
Yeah, oh, well, hey, I mean, but, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, guys. Halfley has left. I've heard a couple other guys are very close to finalizing deals to be somewhere else. And if Dave ultimately decides that he's not going to coach, I really have no idea what's going to happen in terms of who's going to coach this team or not.
Well, who interviewed, Paul? Did a lot of those guys just say, no, I don't even want to interview? Did anybody interview with Michael Haywood to stay on?
I think a couple of them did. A couple of them wanted to stay on. But from what I understand, in talking to at least two of them, it sort of was almost a foregone conclusion that they weren't going to get hired. And he really didn't even really hide the fact that he wasn't interested in hiring any of them when he talked to them. So I don't know that any of them actually got a formally good interview. I know Jeff Halfley is the one guy, and from what I understand, had a chance to stay. But he's got a family situation apparently with his dad back in New Jersey. His dad's very sick, so he took the Rutgers job instead. But Halfley was the one guy that actually got a legitimate interview and actually, from what I understand, had an opportunity to stay. But just because of a number of reasons, decided to move on. But I know Frank Cignetti, for instance, didn't even interview him or didn't have any interest in doing it. And there was a couple others that didn't. So, again, Joe, I've covered this team now for 10 years, 11 years, whatever it's been, 10 years now. And every time I think I've seen it all, I haven't seen it all, because this has been the most ridiculous three-week run I can ever imagine a team having in terms of how not to get rid of a coach, how not to decide what's going to happen with the bowl game, and really, in some ways, how not to name a new coach. Everything that you really, if you need a clinic and how not to do things, you should watch what's going on at Pitt right now.
Sounds like a book in the works for Paul Zeiss of the PG following the Pitt Panthers with Seibel and Starkey here. Paul, is Dave Wannstedt getting a raw deal with all this talk about direction of morals and integrity and all that, because you know what the insinuation is to that?
Well, what?
Well, that they didn't have any before Michael Haywood came in the door.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously that's, you know, part of what the, that's part of the whole, you know, I guess you could use the word spin as to why, you know, Dave Wannstedt is no longer the coach. Ultimately, you know, it comes down to wins and losses, though. I think you know that. I think everybody knows that. If Dave Wannstedt were 11-1, we wouldn't be hearing about the direction of the program and discipline and all the other stuff. But unfortunately, those things get magnified when you don't win enough. And when you don't win enough, if you have all that other stuff hanging out there, you know, it makes it a lot easier for the school to get rid of you. So I just think it's one of these things where you have to look back at the last 3 or 4 years and all the games that this team really should have won that they didn't win. That's why Dave Wannstedt's not the coach. All this other stuff is just window dressing and BS, and some of it is just guys, you know, just say stuff, you know, I guess to make them feel good about themselves or something. I don't know what it is, but let's be honest here. I mean, you know me, I don't mince words. It's all about W's and L's when it comes down to it. And you know what? 3 or 4 years from now, if there's Michael Haywood, if he doesn't win the Big East in 3 years or 4 years, he could run the tightest ship on the planet. He could have 6 a.m. practices. He could have a bunch of choir boys. And guess what? He'll be looking for employment, too.
Paul, last question as we roll out of here. Who's coming with this guy? Who do we know? Who's going to be the offensive and defensive coordinators?
Well, you understand, both of his guys are coming. Both of his coordinators are coming. Their name escapes me.
Morris Watts, offensive coordinator?
Morris Watts, the offensive coordinator. Apparently, he's coming. I think the defensive coordinator's coming. He's got a line coach that he brought in that he worked with at Notre Dame. It was last at Akron. Obviously, Bill Elias is already here. He's bringing one of his operations people. So it sounds like he's bringing a number of people from his old staff.
Paul, isn't Morris Watts 74 years old?
I thought it was 84, but no, I don't think he's that old. I think he's like 67 or 68, isn't he?
I don't know. It, according to one website, he was born in 1936, which might scare me a little bit.
Well,
Hey. Hey, if he can call plays and he can coach an offense, you know, who cares how old he is? I mean, It sounds like this guy comes from the Dave Wannstedt school where the coordinators don't have to recruit. They just have to coach.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you know, who cares? As long as he can draw up offenses and whatnot.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. Paul Zeiss from the PG. Paul, it's great talking to you. We'll catch up with you soon, all right?
I'm sure the story will change in the next 2 days. Or the next 24 hours, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, and even if Coach isn't down in Birmingham, Paul, I'll see you down in Birmingham. That's Paul Zeiss from the PG.